Talkeetna emergency responders and the Matsu Borough Animal Control teamed up on Saturday to rescue 13 dogs, including 6 newborn puppies that were abandoned at a remote campsite near Talkeetna. Deanna Hecker has the story.
A week-long ordeal that involved the remote rescue of a woman and a dozen abandoned dogs came to an end Saturday with a somewhat happy ending. 3 people trying to overwinter in a remote campsite off the North Fork of Montana Creek were ill-prepared for the harsh conditions and the below 20 degrees temperatures. They had walked in earlier last week to their campsite on a rough 7-mile trail and set up a makeshift wall tent with a wood stove, but they had a tough time staying warm. On Tuesday, the troopers were notified by a person who went to visit them by dog team and crashed his sled, injuring himself in the process. The person reported that the woman was in need of medical assistance. EMS personnel were dispatched. Talkeetna Fire Captain Tim Morgan responded.
We had a rescuer dispatched Tuesday evening for a female who was up there with her husband and child that had some frostbite to her hands, and so we went up there that night. We went up at sub-zero temperatures in the dark. It was a bit challenging, low snow conditions, lots of obstacles, etc. We went in, made contact with her, transported her out. The other family members at that point in time, the information we had were that they were fine.
The rescuers got Judith Willems out and transported her to Matsu Regional to be treated for severe frostbite. Rescue personnel said that the man, Peter Heim, and the teenager seemed to be okay and left them there.
Since that point, they have come out due to the conditions, the challenging conditions, etc., and they were unable to bring their animals, and that's why we're going back in.
As the light came up on Saturday morning, the rescue crew got on their snow machines, towing sleds loaded with dog kennels and supplies. After 1.5 hours, they reached the site.
The animals seemed overall to be doing fairly well. They were stressed from being out in the conditions, and they hadn't been fed probably a day or 2 days.
Rescue personnel and troopers say this has been an unusual situation, as rescues usually involve people who recreate in the backcountry. Animal Control Chief Bob Haskell said this is the season for calls like this. However, the remoteness of last weekend's rescue made this an unusual incident.
We do have some problems, especially at the start of winter, with some people who may go up to remote sites to live and not really be prepared to live up there. So, you know, at the start of winter, we'll take a few calls similar to this.
As for Judith Willems and her son, troopers say they are still being treated at Providence Hospital in Anchorage for severe frostbite. In Talkeetna, I'm Deanna Hecker.